Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for the diary. This is one of the biggest days of the diary we've ever done.
Why?
Because I said I would wait till today, but the wait is over. I'm going to tell everyone how many diary entries are left.
I don't think people are going to
I know
happy.
They're not. No one's going to be happy. By the way, can I just have a show meeting real quick?
Sure.
Are you rolling the video cameras this time, Princess?
I am rolling the video cameras. If you missed it last week on Friday somehow, because it didn't pop up on your Instagram, my bad.
Aaron's out. Aaron's like enjoying Mexico right now. And
so jealous.
And so Eric is in charge of hitting record on the video portion of this, and she blew it. So what, did you just put up a picture of the diary and then that was it?
Pretty much. And then when you wrote down how many days were left of it and you held that up, so that photo popped up. And then, I realized how bad it was, okay. I showed the text I sent so that Aaron knew what was happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have enough diary entries to finish this week. There are a total of 5 entries left. We are reaching the end of our time with Ryder. I do remember the very last, I don't remember the wordage, but I know what's going to happen here. What I haven't remembered, because I found it so long ago, I kind of in my head was holding out hope that at some point she wrote something in there like, why are you so stupid, Jennifer? What is wrong with you? Get it together.
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought maybe at some point she spoke to herself in the third person, but she hasn't yet.
Yeah,
and there's only 5 entries left. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we get to know her name. We know all of her supporting cast, but we don't know.
It feels sickening that we don't know her name. Like, we know everything about her.
Don't you think it's a common name, though? Don't you think she's like... She's not Kim because she's got a friend, Kim, and she would have said, I can't even believe we have the same name. But I think of her as, I had a girlfriend who was like a little mousy banker named Kim. And I was like, oh my God, it could be, but it's not. It's not.
Mm. Her brother's name is Alex.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay.
She could be
common.
An Alice or an Alicia.
Or like, a Sarah, a Samantha. Those were the names around that time.
Okay. So, just so you know, cherish these. This one will actually be up on Instagram. You get to watch our faces because
Eric
is recording.
It is rolling.
Okay, so what happened in the one that we didn't roll for video?
His or her mom called Mike.
Oh, that's right. It was like one of the biggest entries ever.
Know,
we didn't record
so
our
sorry.
Faces. Oh my God, that's right. Her mom is like actively trying to replace Jake with Mike.
Right, like she's like, we don't like Jake, and then. She reveals that she, well, I talked to him and you should talk to him.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And the date of that entry was
July 5th, because she and Jake get in a fight Oh, it ended with Jake and I got into a fight and now he's on his way to meet up and talk.
Oh, that's right. Because she probably said my mom is...
was talking to my ex fiance, by the way.
They were fiancés for 14 seconds.
Right,
like, will you marry me? Yes. By the way, I slept with somebody else. Get out.
Right. But they still.
Like, yeah. Okay. But that doesn't count as like, I don't know. Is that really your fiance?
I mean, they got to that point.
Right. He proposed.
She said yes, but then brought in the bombshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we got?
Also, I'm very...
She's sick. She's not crying. She has a red ahead.
I'm very sneezy. I am a little sad, but okay. July 5th again.
Oh, that's
today.
Right. Okay. Because Mike was on his way.
Oh, no,
I'm
Jake.
Sorry. Freudian. Jake was on his way over and she's like, I'll have to write more later.
Yeah.
Okay. July 5th again. I don't like being forced to make decisions. Ultimatums.
Oh boy.
Sorry, that's a crazy mystery.
You want to turn the video cameras off?
Yeah. Ultimatums only work in real life if you've watched one too many movies or are actually afraid of what might happen if you don't follow the orders. Jake wants me to stop talking to Mike. I kind of thought she already had, but okay. I guess it started because of all the confusion at the wedding. That's right. Everyone was calling Jake Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. I totally repressed that.
Yeah. But it was only made worse by the 4th of July crap with her mom. He's right to be angry. I shouldn't have gone.
To lunch?
To lunch. That must be what she's saying.
So she's admitted to him that she went to lunch.
Yeah. But when the ex-love of your life calls you needing help, are you just supposed to pretend that you don't care?
Yes.
That it doesn't matter?
Yes.
It had disaster written all over it, but Mike called wasted and alone and in need of a ride.
She went again.
This is the 4th of July again.
Oh.
She went again.
He couldn't find his keys, so he couldn't get into the house, and I do still have a spare. Nothing happened.
Oh, my God.
I know. Nothing happened, but I'm not sure I convinced Jake of that, and considering my track record, I can't really blame him. I didn't tell him the whole truth about what was said. I learned my lesson last time with telling people the truth. To make myself feel better. It was one of the strangest moments of my life. One minute I'm helping a 30-year-old drunk man into his house, and the next he's professing his undying love to me. That's not that weird. He's told you.
Right.
Okay.
But does it count when he's hammered?
I don't know. Yeah.
It counts. Drunk.
He knew what he was doing the whole time. To call her over. He's going to spill. True. I'm going to spill my heart out to you.
And he was pretty drunk, so normally I would know better than to believe it until he said, I want you to come back. I've been trying to get you to come back. I still love you. Don't you know that? I put him to bed and got out of there fast. I went back to the party and my now very pissed off boyfriend. Oh, I went back to the party and him.
Okay.
I tried to explain myself. I tried to forget what was said. I thought maybe I was thinking too much until Mike called this morning, now very hungover, to repeat what he had said last night.
To repeat.
What?
No, so it's not.
I'm the sad boy, and I've been the like profess my love, and then you always regret it.
Yeah.
You usually regret it.
Yeah.
To then wake up and go, down. I'm going to double down. I find that unusual.
Yeah. I add this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Plus what my mom said yesterday, and I get trouble. Love plus love equals trouble. And then Jake's ultimatum tossed into that mix could make for disaster. He asked me to cut off my friendship with Mike. He said things were getting pretty serious with us, and he didn't want anything to come between that. He said he wanted a serious commitment from me. They both want to marry me. My head is spinning.
Oh my God.
She shouldn't still have a spare key.
No.
Right?
But it could be that
he left the door. Mike left the door open from jump. It's like, get out. You don't have to get back your key. Like,
I know, because
get out, set your key right there and get out. Get out. Get out.
Right. But he loves her. He actually loves her. And that's why, even though she cheated on him, but I still love you and I want to be with you. That's why he didn't cut it off. But I'm guessing she never told Jake that she still had a key to her ex-fiance's house.
Messy.
If you had to, I know we have to, dude, there's so few left that we have to spend a little more time talking about them this week than we normally do, but like, if you your gut, Erica, as a girl, where's she at?
She loves Mike. You don't go. You call someone else to go pick him up and give him a ride if it's that dire.
For sure. Or if you were really broken up, right, you'd go, oh, who's calling me right now? I deleted this number.
I'm not a number deleter.
You don't delete.
But I
don't either.
I wouldn't go.
You really wouldn't?
No.
You're a compassionate person, though.
I would call someone else. I would find, or someone at the party who is sober. I'd be like, here's a key. Go get this man into.
She's still screwed. If you like, Jake sees her go, here's a key to this guy's house. You have it on you at a party.
Bring Jake, and you go, Jake, I can't let him die. I can't let him make a bad
decision.
That's
the play. She should have brought Jake.
She should have brought Jake.
So she loves him.
I think she loves him.
I don't even like how she's framing Jake as giving her an ultimatum. Isn't he just kind of stating pretty basic, like I want to date you. And so I think you should not also live with your ex-fiancé.
Right.
I think you should be committed to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty just, I thought we were already at this point. Like, I'm your boyfriend, right?
And they are getting pretty serious. They started dating March. This is July. So it's like when you're over 22, things move fast.
Did you look ahead?
I did. Oh, well, I just had the date.
Okay. And the date is?
August 15th, over a month later.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are only 4 entries of the diary left, and the next one is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.